You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Light pollution affects cities and towns across Aotearoa, but what effect does it have on our wildlife? A new study from the University of Auckland by PhD student Ariel Makaya Heswell has tracked collisions that seabirds have as a result of light pollution in Auckland. I spoke to Ariel this morning about her work and began by asking what the aims of the study were.
So I study how seabirds perceive threats in their environment, such as plastic pollution and light pollution. And during the lockdown last year, I mapped out where seabirds were becoming grounded from light pollution. And now it has been published in PAJ. And what we found is that there is a very strong correlation between light pollution and the number of seabirds which are grounded as a result of that.
And how did you track the birds?
So we used an online database, and this was using mainly citizen science. So we relied on members of the public to bring in birds which they had found to BirdCare Aotearoa, because people often bring injured birds which they have found to BirdCare Aotearoa, which is a bird rescue and avian rehabilitation centre. And so we relied on data which has been accumulated over time, and we use seabirds in this instance.
So you conducted your study in Auckland. How integral is Auckland in the birds' migration patterns?
Yes, so Auckland City is situated right next to a global seabird hotspot. Aotearoa has over 25% of the world's seabird species, and the Hauraki Gulf has at least 26 different seabird species breeding there, such as these Cook's petrels, which breed on Hauturu and Aotea. And during the months of March to May, many of them are, during the breeding season, fly across Auckland and they to their foraging grounds in the Tasman Sea. But sadly, the young fledglings, usually it's fledglings, often are vulnerable to light pollution and end up grounded on the ground, colliding with buildings, ending up in your backyard, near lampposts, even colliding with windows, which has been recorded before.
So what were the most affected species and why might that be?
The Cook's petrels did tend to have a higher number of groundings by far. We had in 2020, it has been steadily increasing from 100 Cook's petrels being brought into the centre from light pollution. And since this year alone, we had 150 Cook's petrels being brought in. And so, yeah, Cook's petrels are definitely more, most likely because they are fledgling during that time between March to May and crossing over the isthmus to go to the Tasman Sea.
And what were the fatality rates or recovery rates of the birds that experienced collisions?
Sadly, we had a lot of fatalities coming out of it. From 2018 to 2021, sadly, approximately half of the birds which were injured from light pollution didn't make it. The recovery rate has increased thanks to the care which has been provided to them in the last year, but it has been pretty harsh, like almost half did not make it from the last 2018 to 2021.
Why is it important that we preserve these birds? What role do they play in the ecosystem?
Yes, so seabirds are actually ecosystem engineers, meaning that they are really good at increasing the productivity and biodiversity of the area which they breed in. For example, on islands with seabirds, usually they'll have like lush forests, and also like all the good plant life and insect life is thriving, and even towards the coral areas. And some studies have shown that seabirds on atolls and islands, their nutrients leach into the sea, which boost up the productivity of the coral reefs and the ocean and the sea surrounding the island. So they're really important for those nutrients.
So how can people help to reduce these effects of light pollution on birds? And how are you raising awareness about your work?
So people can just do as simple things as like maybe closing your blinds or curtains at night. If you've got an office building in the CBD, trying to turn it off when you're not turning off the lights when you're not needing it, or at least closing the curtains if you need to work late. And also just in general, dimming your lights if possible. And what I'm doing to raise awareness is that we published out in PAJ, which is great, and we're trying to reach out and talk more about it. And also I'm running these CBD Cook's petrel patrols between the months of March to May, when the seabirds and the Cook's petrels especially are coming in from light pollution. And so I started this in 2022, and we go around looking for Cook's petrels in the CBD and just chatting to people about Cook's petrels and why this is an issue and why we are looking for these birds. So I'm also helping Birdcare Aotearoa campaign for Cook's Petrel Bird of the Year to raise extra awareness of light pollution. So go Cook's petrels.
That was me speaking to Ariel Mackay-Hiswell about her work tracking seabird collisions as a result of light pollution.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.